Hi friends, this is Praveen podcasting to you from Bangalore, India. Welcome to Beautiful World, the Baha'i Inspired podcast. Today we have Siddharth Yaganagi and Badi Kumar with us, and we are going to have a discussion on the topic of fate. Hi Badi. Hi Sid.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hi Praveen.
How's life with you?
Everything is fine. So we are here all set to discuss and do the podcast on fate and predetermination. So Badi, do you really believe in fate and predetermination?
Yes Praveen, I really believe in fate.
Why do you believe that your life is predestined?
See, in the book of fate, several religions have told that in the book of it, everything that happens in human life has been written down and is predetermined. Whether what I do in my life, what career I choose, who I marry, what course of events happen in my life, everything has been written down in the book of it.
So you're saying that you are not really responsible for everything that happens in your life?
Well, I don't exactly mean that I'm not responsible of the things that happen in my life. I just mean to say that God has a plan for me, and that happens according to the plan of God. Just mean to say that whatever happens in my life happens according to the plan of God.
Okay, Sid, Badi is saying that he's not the person who's in control of his life.
Okay.
Do you agree with his principles and views on this?
Well, I do agree with him to a certain extent, but you know, I also believe there's also one more faith, which is the conditional faith, wherein you make your own decisions, and you mold your own thoughts and your feelings and your future based on how you make the decisions for your life.
Okay, so you believe in free will?
Yes, I do believe in free will. Free will is one such quality or one such freedom God has given us to think.
Okay. That's what I believe differentiates us from animals and other things, you know?
yes, very much. I mean, we as human beings, we have free will, so we determine our own future, or we mold the way we think into the own ways we want to. Suppose I'm a good man, and I want to help humanity. So I take my thoughts in the best possible manner, and I mold them into the best possible ways. And I create such amazing, thoughts and actions, so I can bring humanity together.
Okay, so you are saying that you are responsible for your actions, you determine your actions, and you are also responsible for the consequences.
Yes, the consequences also I'm responsible for.
And hence, you are responsible for your career, your life, your education, your everything in
my everything.
Okay. Oh, that's what I agree with you on that. That's what I believe free will is all about.
I agree with you guys talking about free will.
Okay.
I also know that we have to use our free will in the best possible way.
True.
But don't you think God is all knowing? He already knows how you will use your free will. He already has written down in the book of fate how you would use your free will and lead your life.
Badi, here I would like to point out that knowledge of an event is not the cause of an event. Just because you know that the sun is going to rise tomorrow, it doesn't make you responsible for the sun to rise.
But,
understood what I'm saying?
But since God already knows the way you will use your free will, and he has already written down, even before you have started using your free will, doesn't it make it unjust to say that I have used my free will and I am responsible for my own actions? Because God already knows it, and God has already written it down.
This is where conditional destiny, as Sid was talking about, comes into picture. So imagine a lamp that burns on oil, you know. So this lamp, the decreed destiny that you're talking about, is it says that this lamp will eventually die out when the oil burns out, you know, when the oil is totally gone, the lamp will burn out. This is decreed destiny, which cannot be avoided. It will happen eventually. The conditional destiny that we are talking about, and that which Sid is supporting, is imagine there is a strong wind that blows over the lamp. Even though there is oil in the lamp, and even though there is a flame in the lamp, it will die out because of this strong wind that is blowing over. Now, this can be avoided. This situation can be avoided if we take the lamp to a place where there is no wind. So conditional destiny is related to free will in a sense that there is a choice. We make the choice and we have to bear the consequences.
But don't you think the wind itself is predestined? God creates the wind where the lamp is.
Okay.
So if the lamp cannot get out of the place it is in, it is inevitable for it to be stay in the same place. Then the predestined wind that you're talking about will come and extinguish the lamp.
Whatever may be predestined, the choice that we make depends on our free will, I guess. The choice that we make to protect the lamp. If I make a choice that, yes, I will protect the lamp survives. If I make a choice that, no, the lamp will not survive.
Yes, Praveen, you are right. You know why? Because, for example, one day it's a very rainy day and you're standing outside your house.
Okay.
So it makes you a conditional choice to come inside the house and don't get wet, you know. So if I want to keep the lamp in the wheel, so bring the lamp inside some place where you can still let the lamp glow.
Okay. I would like to use another analogy out here. For example, you have three seeds, you know, three different kind of seeds. You have some apple seeds, you have the pineapple seeds. Do pineapple have seeds? Okay. You have the guava seeds. Okay, you have three different seeds of three different fruits. Now, if you choose to sow apple seeds, you'll get apples. If you choose to sow mango seed, you'll get mangoes. What you sow is what you reap.
I understand what you're saying, Praveen.
Yeah.
You're basically trying to say, in scientific terms, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. But my point is that action itself is inspired because of the decreed fate. The action that I am performing is because God has already predestined that I am going to perform that action.
But you have a choice to do the action or not. If it's predetermined, then you have a choice always.
But God already knows what choice I am going to choose.
And it also depends what actions you do and what situations. Because situation is one of the key factors wherein you apply different actions. You can't apply the same action in the same situations.
Yeah, that's exactly my point, say. Every situation asks for different kind of action. And each of these actions have already been predetermined what I'm going to do in those situations.
Sid, we see that Buddy really has some strong opinions about decreed destiny. Do you have anything concrete that could convince him on this regard?
Yeah, Praveen, you know what? Last week I was reading this beautiful book.
Which
it's
one?
Called Some Answered Questions.
Oh.
And it has answers to so many questions, you know.
In life?
In life, yeah. As to how you can live a good life and get many answers which you have questions to.
Oh, really?
Well, I came across this really good example wherein we can give Buddy.
Okay.
Which will get convinced, I'm sure about that.
Okay. What's that?
Yeah, Praveen, I have this example of a ship wherein a ship is going from destination A to destination B, wherein B is the destination which a person will reach his goals.
Okay.
So, you set off on your journey of life in the vast ocean.
Okay.
Okay, wherein you have three parameters.
Hmm.
Okay.
What are they?
They are energy, the captain, and the ship.
Okay.
Okay, energy basically is the assistance of God.
Okay.
Captain is the free will.
Okay.
And the ship is the man.
Amazing.
Okay, so wherein a person sets his goals on destination B.
Okay.
He's going there and there's a fierce wind coming, okay, which is going to block his path to go to destination B. Hence, the captain has free will to direct the rudder to go towards destination B. Instead of again going off course and wasting time and lots of his efforts, he can use that wind and that energy, which is the assistance of God, and go towards his goal.
So let me get this straight, Sid. You're saying that the ship gets energy.
Yes.
But captain is directing the ship where to go.
You got it.
So you are comparing it with the life of a man where he gets assistance of God, but he has the choice to do good or evil.
Very much.
That's a wonderful analogy, Sid. This is what I was looking for. I'm really indebted to you for explaining to me this concept of free will and fate.
Thanks, Sid, for explaining the concept of conditional destiny. By the way, I just wanted to know, what was that book that you had referred for this analogy?
Well, the book's name is Some Answered Questions.
Okay, and who is it by?
Well, it's by a very great spiritual thinker and the perfect exemplar of the Baha'i Faith named Abdul Baha.
Okay, I'll make it a point to read the book, Sid, and I'll let you know once I've done with it. And now, friends, we have the quote of the week.
O Son of Being, thy paradise is my love, thy heavenly home. Reunion with me, enter therein and tarry not. This is that which hath been destined for thee in our kingdom above and our exalted dominion.
From the Baha'i Writings. And that's all, folks, for this week. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Please keep your suggestions and comments and all ideas for further episodes coming to spravenitpro@gmail.com. Thanks for listening in once again. Adios.
Say God sufficeth all things above all things, and nothing in the heavens or the earth but God. So.